Using satellite data to improve irrigation efficiency today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Researchers at the U.S. Department of Agriculture are looking to the sky to know how much irrigation crops need on the ground. Kyle Nipper is with the Agricultural Research Service working in sustainable agricultural water systems research in Davis, California.
Historically, they've been using weather stations that are either run by the state or they might put up their own weather stations in some of their fields. And then using some past work with crop coefficients to prescribe irrigation. But a lot of those are based on point measurements. They're based on historical data sets.
Nipper and his colleagues developed satellite-based models to better understand irrigation practices and timing in California farming operations.
Once we're able to measure that, now from a satellite point of view, we can do that over an entire field, an entire ranch, and over the entire state.
Nipper says satellites use thermal imagery to map how much water the crop is using in real time and how much is evaporating from the crop and the soil.
So they can make a more informed decision when it comes to irrigation and understanding how much the plants need, when they need it, to produce not only optimal yields, but a high-quality product is really important to the growers out here.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.